from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Many news sources saying Vice President Harris has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be her running mate as she faces off against Donald Trump and J.D. Vance in November. A 60-year-old dark horse contender, and our governor, Josh Shapiro, was apparently the other choice. Let's go live to Philadelphia. Pat Loeb is with us, a reporter there. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, and apparently it is official. While I was on hold, the Associated Press reported that Harris has announced Walz as her running mate. And, of course, I guess this is a disappointment for Pennsylvanians because, of course, our governor was one of the top contenders. And it now appears he criticism, perhaps, of that choice may have tanked his chances. He faced a lot of backlash for a sexual harassment inquiry of someone in his office. There were also fears, unfortunately, in the United States in 2024, that being Jewish was not an advantage for him. And even our Senator John Fetterman criticized him, and who knows what actually went into this decision. But it's remarkable when you think about it that we didn't know until just this moment. It's either fantastic discipline in the campaign or tremendous indecision on the part of Vice President Harris. But it looks like she's picked that folksy dad joke telling governor from Minnesota. I guess the biggest surprise is that it's not a battleground state. Minnesota is a safe Democratic state, but so Walz must really bring a lot to the table.
He's, Pat, according to this military veteran, a union supporter who helped enact an ambitious Democratic agenda back in Minnesota, including sweeping protections for abortion rights and aid for families. So perhaps that fits the Harris campaign narrative better than we would have imagined.
Right. Yeah, we talk about balancing the ticket. And I think for a long time, the focus was on the fact that, well, Harris is from a deep blue state on the West Coast. And what she needed was someone from a battleground state, someone who would balance the ticket in that way. But I think what she's picked is someone with a lot of likability and charm, famously coined the term weird for some of the positions that Trump supporters have taken. If she had a likability issue, he might compensate her in that way. You know, when she was chosen by Biden, I think, Biden was the nice guy and Harris was seen as more of an attack dog. So in this matchup, you get the vice president as the nice guy, and you have at the top of the ticket someone who's known to be a real fighter.
We're with Pat Loeb from KYW in Philadelphia, where the focus will be tonight at the rally, and we'll see where this goes from here. But in terms of Josh Shapiro, maybe it's possible, Pat, that he's going to continue to stump, certainly for Harris, but maybe they made a deal like, down the road, if we get in, there might be a position for you somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll continue to campaign for her. And I've heard, these are not rumors, speculation, what would be a good job for him? Perhaps attorney general.
Ah, my goodness, Pat, what a development.
Yes, well, Pat, we'll let you get to work. Maybe we can check in with you tomorrow morning and see how it goes tonight. I'm sure you'll be covering this closely.
Oh, yes, I'll be there.
All right, appreciate your time, Pat. Thank you.
Sure.
Pat Loeb from KYW in Philadelphia. And even though he's on vacation, his sources were correct. Marty Griffin's going to join us next and talk about where do we go from here and how this choice was made on the Big K Morning Show. Well, you heard it first here on News Radio KDKA. Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, and every Tuesday at this time we check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland and Marty Griffin, even though he's on vacation, checking in with Marty because, Marty, you knew first. You alerted us. So why not Josh Shapiro? What did you hear?
It's actually fascinating. As of Friday, he was the pick. Friday. The progressives lined up against him, Larry. That's what I was told. Now, let me go through this. Shapiro, too tight with Israel. That's what I was told. Too favorable towards Israel, which hacked off some of the progressives. Shapiro, too tough on crime. Remember, Larry, he was on the prison board with Fetterman. They got sideways a lot, Larry. Check this out, Larry. They were disappointed with the way he handled the protesters at Pitt by ending that. Larry, what I was told was the progressive element of the Democratic Party got involved and killed this thing in the last 3 days. That Josh was the guy. They had posters made up everything, and she changed her mind. Now,
that's big news.
I was also told, Larry, that, and this is a quote, he's too ambitious. Another quote, that she would be looking over her shoulder. I don't know.
Well, maybe they made a deal where he potentially could be attorney general down the road.
I have no idea, but this is very disappointing, Larry. I'm telling you, brother, to a lot of union guys in this town, and it's not going to help her at all. And the fracking issue. You know, he was a moderate on fracking. Larry, there are a lot of people texting me right now saying she could lose Pennsylvania with this decision.
Wow. Well, Marty, appreciate you weighing in. Thank you. Enjoy your vacation. And I know you can't leave it go completely. It's just too much going on, but appreciate it.
Well, what's fascinating is the job kind of stinks, Vice President. But in this situation, in this place in history, in Pennsylvania, it would have meant a lot for us in terms of juice, as we call it, Larry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No question. I appreciate the insight, Marty. Thank you. Enjoy your time with the family. All right. Marty Griffin checking in on vacation. And let's check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland. Lynn, the breaking news. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. You know, it's interesting listening to Marty because when you think about it, I mean, all of this has happened at a speed that we're not used to. When we first started hearing about potential vice president names, we didn't even hear Walz's name it wasn't one of the top contenders.
No.
And it did appear that Josh Shapiro was gaining a lot of traction. But then again, to Marty's point, within the last few days, he's had a lot of detractors come out, be very vocal. People like John Fetterman. I'm not saying that that killed the deal, but I think it was enough to step back and take pause. I mean, I was just kind of doing a quick search this morning, and apparently, historically, the vice presidential candidate doesn't necessarily help a presidential candidate win, but can help them lose.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah, so I'm just not sure. I mean, you know, I thought Shapiro made sense in terms of carrying Pennsylvania. But again, of all of the candidates that or potential candidates that she had to look at, Walz is the one that doesn't bring his state to the table.
We have more to discuss, Lynn. I'm curious, too. Donald Trump was in Atlanta after Kamala Harris was there. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what happens next. Coming up with Lynn Hayes Freeland on the Big K Morning Show. P.J. Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Traffic Centers, where we find AAA's Ellen Gamble, powered by Bowser at Genesis of Monroeville. Now up in Ellen, what's the latest?
Well, the latest is we still have lots of rush hour delays, Larry. Folks are lining up on the inbound Parkway West still at the top of Green Tree Hill. That earlier accident has been cleared from the right shoulder. Inbound it was between the Banksville on-ramp and the 51 off-ramp. So not really impacting traffic much, but we still see those backups to the top of Green Tree Hill there. Parkway East inbound, 376 solidly stacking in the Wilkinsburg interchange and stop and go from that point down to and through the Squirrel Hill tunnels. Things have eased off a bit on southbound Route 28. That ride for you is just now heavy from before Millvale down past the 31st Street Bridge intersection. Still some heavy traffic for you, but it is easing up a bit on the Parkway North I-279. You'll find some slowdowns between Camp Horn Road and Perrysville as you make your way down past McKnight Road and into the East Street Valley. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. And right now we have some sunshine. It's already in the mid to upper 70s, depending on where you are. 78 at the airport, looking for a high of 88, so not quite as hot, but still very humid. And we anticipate the possibility of a couple of heavy thunderstorms this afternoon in spots around the region. Keep it on KDK, and we'll keep you posted.
79, partly cloudy skies at 9:30. I'm Paul Rasmussen. And the breaking news this morning is Vice President Kamala Harris has decided on a running mate. News Radio KDK's Tamira Rush has details for us live in the newsroom.
And she has. Harris announced she has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as a Democratic Party's vice presidential candidate as she looks to boost the Democratic ticket in the Midwest. Elected in Congress in 2007, he has served as the governor of Minnesota since 2019. The choice of Walz at 60 would bring a degree of balance to the ticket that many Democrats have felt would be politically beneficial. In recent days, she had zeroed in on a trio of potential finalists, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Senator Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Harris will hold a rally at Temple University later this evening with her newly named running mate, Governor Tim Walz. Live in a newsroom, Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
Heavy thunderstorms and showers are possible today. AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg says it's most likely to happen in the late afternoon hours.
I think we're fine through mid-afternoon. So if you've got stuff to do between now and, say, 3, 4 o'clock, you're probably fine. As you get closer to dinner time, that's when I think you have to keep an eye to the sky to the north and west, and there'll be some pretty strong thunderstorms that'll come marching through here.
And Lundberg says those storms will continue until around midnight. Station Square is for sale for the third time in 12 years. Brookfield Properties has owned Station Square since 2018 and put the property on the market 3 years later, but there was not a buyer. A Post-Gazette report says Station Square has had a harder time maintaining its popularity, especially since the pandemic. Now, at the open on Wall Street, the Dow right now is, let's get the latest numbers refreshed here. The Dow is down 57 points at 38,646. The NASDAQ up 86 points. The S&P is ahead by 20 now. KDKA Radio News Time, 9:31. Our next update at 10. I'm Paul Rasmussen on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio KDKA.
9:35 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis in Monroeville now open. Let's check in with Ellen Gamble.
All right, thanks, Larry. And we're looking out live with the PennDOT cameras out over the Crosstown Boulevard, Interstate 579 there, connecting the Veterans Bridge and the Boulevard of the Allies and, of course, to the Liberty Bridge. And things are rolling very well there this morning, a big contrast to what we had yesterday morning when there was an emergency closure of the ramp that takes you from 579 out to the Boulevard of the Allies. The pothole has been temporarily patched there with a giant steel plate. At times, we'll see some slow traffic as folks negotiate that. We'll also have some word coming for you from PennDOT as the day continues. They're going to be meeting to figure out when they're going to come back in and close that ramp for a more permanent fix to it, probably doing some concrete replacement there. But no word on that yet. We'll certainly share the details as we have them here. Elsewhere around the rush hour, things are rolling pretty well. No accidents to report. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:45. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Right now, 78 degrees with some sunshine at Pittsburgh International. Reaching out to Governor Josh Shapiro. Obviously, he is a very busy man right now. And if you just joined us and didn't hear, Kamala Harris has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, considered to be the dark horse at the beginning of this campaign. And every Tuesday, we're joined by Lynn Hayes Freeland. So, Lynn, your reaction to her choice?
You know what? I'm going to be very candid. I don't know as much about Governor Walz as I do, for example, Governor Shapiro. So I need to do some homework. I need to do some legwork. What I do know is this. I know the law firm that was doing the vetting was Eric Holder, the former attorney general, is a part of that law firm. So I am confident that as they whittled that list down, because Eric knows the vice president very well. They are friends. So I am sure as they whittled that list down, it became more and more comfortable for her. Now, again, what happened because Josh Shapiro appeared to be the front runner up until the last minute? I don't know what happened to change all that, but I'm curious to learn more about Governor Tim Walz because I don't know his personality. They say he's very light and easy, kind of fun, if you will. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, he's a school teacher. He is also an Army veteran, which when you consider J.D. Vance is also a veteran, maybe that was one of the things. I'm sure they compared that. And in some ways, he won't necessarily get in the way. You know, when they're talking about deep dives they're doing on the candidates, maybe they just thought Josh Shapiro was a greater risk than he was an asset in this case. And he's still the governor of Pennsylvania. They still need Pennsylvania. So what if they said, look, Josh, we'd like it to be you, but we're going to go with Tim Walz because he's less of a risk at the moment. However, if we win and you help us do that, maybe Attorney General of the United States down the road or another position, you never know.
Well, you don't know. But again, that's when the reporter from KYW mentioned that was the first thing that I went to in my mind, because, again, Eric Holder was the attorney general under Barack Obama. There may have been something in the vetting process that said, you know what, this might be a better fit. We may never know all of those ins and outs, but I am very confident in saying we haven't heard the last of Josh Shapiro's name.
Yeah, that said, I did reach out to the governor. I'm sure he's busy. It would be great if we have a chance to talk to him tomorrow morning and just give his, take on what's going on and where they go from here. So tonight in Philadelphia, Kamala Harris will be there with Tim Walz, and then they have a seven-stop rally to go from Pennsylvania. And again, in Philadelphia. But before you go, Lynn, Donald Trump was in Atlanta not that long ago. Man, the news cycle's so fast, these big events happen. They come and go. Wow.
I swear. And then there's the next big thing. He was here. He was here on Saturday. Ironically, he and the vice president were in the same venue. So they had their rallies in the same exact places, but they were very, very different. I noticed in the Donald Trump rally, people did start lining up much earlier than they did for Kamala Harris's rally. And hers was big. Don't get me wrong. I think it was the biggest that she's had so far. But the other thing that I noticed about the folks who came out for Donald Trump's, and he even mentioned this in his speech, he would call different people out in the audience and say, there's Jane Doe. She's been to 219 of my rallies. And there's Jim Smith. He's been to 100 of my rallies. What struck me about that is it's great these people follow him around, but when it comes to Georgia, if they're not Georgians, they just came to the rally. They don't have the potential to help his vote in Georgia. So I found that kind of curious. I was also trying to find out exactly how many people were at Donald Trump's rally, because he did complain, and he did it while he was here. In fact, the mayor of Atlanta is very upset at the way Mr. Trump came after the venue. But he seemed to feel that there could have been more people allowed inside the venue. I don't know if that's accurate or not. I do know that I saw police come in, and they were asking people to move and keep the walkways clear during the Kamala Harris rally for no other reason, for fire, for safety benefit. So I don't know if that was the case in the Trump rally or not, but definitely same venue, two different candidates, two completely different feels to those rallies.
Plus, we can't overlook the fact that security is going to be super tight from now on. We assumed it was before, but now the Secret Service, I'm sure, is doubling down on security. So wherever now these candidates go, we would expect security to be at its highest humanly possible level.
You would think. Now, we had to, in order to get into the venue for the Kamala Harris rally, you had to fill out an application, so to speak, before, with your name, your address, your date of birth. They had all that information, and it was kind of a light form of vetting. And then they sent you a text, then they sent you an email. To get in, you had to present that email and a photo ID. And there was a woman in line who was in my immediate vicinity who couldn't find her email. She just couldn't find it. She showed them the text that she had, but she didn't have the email. They did not let her in. Now, I don't know if the same vetting process was done for the former president, but it was, for a rally, it was interesting to be vetted to get inside.
Lynn Hayes Breland, God knows what'll happen between now and next Tuesday when we talk.
Ooh, it's going to be a long time till November, Larry. That's all I know. Have a good week, my friend.
Amen. Thank you. Lynn Hayes Breland on the Big K Morning Show. We've got a special report coming up with CBS, and we'll check in with Michael Bartley, who's in for Marty Griffin, next. .945 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic is powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville, now open. Let's check in with Ellen Gamble.
All right, Larry. So the inbound side of the Parkway East is certainly still seeing some delays as we try to head into those Squirrel Hill tunnels. Right now, you're backing up around Wilkinsburg as you make your way there. The outbound ride toward the eastern suburbs, maybe the PA Pike out in Monroeville, not a bad one so far this morning. Parkway West inbound continues to have heavy delays, backing right at the top of Green Tree Hill. Stop and go from that point down into the Fort Pitt tunnels if you're making your way outbound toward the airport to meet or greet a flight. No problems for you there. A decent ride. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:55. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And we're looking at the possibility of a couple of thunderstorms this afternoon. 88 will be the high, 67 tonight, but this is part of a system that'll bring us a little cooler air. This is not part of what is Debbie down there in Georgia and the Carolinas. That system is going to sit there for a while, and catastrophic rainfall in some cases they reported around the Charleston area could see up to 30 inches of rain, which is unimaginable. Right now, Pittsburg International, 79 degrees.
CBS News Special Report. Kamala Harris has picked her running mate. Correspondent Weijia Jiang tells us it went down to the wire.
We were told that when she went to bed last night, she still didn't know because she wanted to sleep on it. But then this morning, she woke up and it came to her. Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
He has a variety of different types of leadership experience. Not only is he the chair of the Democratic Governors Association, which is a pretty powerful group, so he's got deep relationships with other governors. He's going to need that over the next few months. But he's also the only person on that list of five or six finalists who had both executive leadership experience and legislative.
And his supporters say Walz has the ability to connect with rural, suburban, and urban voters. Harris plans to hit the campaign trail now with Walz. They will travel to important battleground states. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammy McCormick.
Who is Tim Walz? That'll be the question Michael Bartley will have to answer, as the breaking news on the Big K Morning Show is Kamala Harris's choice to be her vice presidential running mate. So Michael, you got your hands
full. Listen, this thing is breaking, Larry, and I'll tell you, I have people in the newsroom talking me off the bridge. I wanted Josh Shapiro.
But maybe for Pennsylvania, it still won't be a bad thing.
I guess so. And this guy seems to, you know, I'm looking at his resume. We're going to go over all of that. But he seems to be a Democrat's Democrat, quite progressive culturally, for sure. And Joe Mystic, political analyst, Trib columnist.
Yes, I know
law
Joe.
Professor. He's going to be on with me a few minutes after 10. I guess Tim Walz is huge. And with labor, we're going to have Darren Kelly on as well, the Allegheny Fayette Labor Council head.
You got your work cut out for you.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
We're and then passing the baton.
And the callers are going to call me and yell at me because it's not Shapiro.
866-391-1020. Call Michael Bartley for Marty Griffin. Thanks. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser, here's Ellen.
All right. Thank you much, guys. And we do have delays remaining in the rush hour, but good news for those of you traveling southbound on 28. They're easing for your ride to work or into town for a meeting this morning. Just a minor slowdown as you pass the 31st Street Bridge there. And the Parkway North I-279 has eased off considerably. A good ride all the way from the 228 interchange up in Cranberry all the way down past the split with 79 and 279 and in toward town. Parkway West inbound still has heavy traffic greeting you at the top of Green Tree Hill. Parkway East inbound has slowdowns beginning at Wilkinsburg. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 10:05. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.